Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today, we're delving into the timeless insights of John C. Maxwell and his book, The Five Levels of Leadership. In this book, Maxwell presents a comprehensive framework that outlines the various stages of leadership development and how individuals can progress through these levels to become more effective leaders. The book begins by introducing the concept that leadership is not merely a position or a title but a journey of personal and professional growth. Maxwell argues that anyone can become a leader, regardless of their current circumstances or job title, by focusing on their personal development and the development of their leadership skills. The five levels of leadership that Maxwell outlines in the book are: position. In this level, leadership is based solely on the title or position that a person holds. People follow because they have to, not because they want to. This is the lowest level of leadership and often the starting point for many individuals. Permission. At this level, leaders start to build relationships with their team members. They earn the trust and respect of others, which allows them to influence people beyond their formal authority. Leaders at this level create a positive and supportive work environment. Production. Leadership at this level is marked by a focus on achieving results. Leaders who reach this level have a track record of success and can motivate their team members to achieve high levels of performance. They lead by example and inspire others to excel. People development. In this level, leaders shift their focus from personal success to developing the potential of their team members. They become mentors and coaches, helping others grow and reach their full potential. Leaders at this level are known for their ability to nurture and empower their team. Pinnacle. The highest level of leadership, the pinnacle level, is achieved by a select few. Leaders at this level have a lasting and profound impact on their organizations and the world. They are visionary, charismatic, and often become iconic figures in their field. Their influence extends far beyond their immediate team or organization. Throughout the book, Maxwell provides real-life examples and practical insights to help readers understand each level of leadership and how to progress from one level to the next. He emphasizes the importance of self-awareness, continuous learning, and the willingness to adapt and grow as a leader. Let's take a closer look at the book by summarizing each chapter. Chapter 1, The Definition of Leadership. In this chapter, Maxwell introduces the concept that leadership is influence. He emphasizes that leadership is not about titles or positions but about how one can positively influence others. Maxwell starts by challenging the conventional idea that leadership is solely determined by one's job title or position. He argues that leadership is much more about the ability to inspire and guide others effectively. By focusing on influence rather than authority, individuals can become better leaders regardless of their current role. Chapter 2, The Five Levels of Leadership. Maxwell introduces the five levels of leadership: position, permission, production, people development, and pinnacle. He explains that leadership is a journey, and individuals can progress through these levels with continuous effort. This chapter lays out the framework of the book. Maxwell describes each level briefly and provides an overview of the progression from one level to the next. The key takeaway is that leadership is not static, it's a process of growth and development. Chapter 3, Level 1, Position. Maxwell delves into the first level of leadership, position. At this level, leadership is based on authority and the title one holds. People follow because they have to. Maxwell emphasizes that while position may give someone a leadership role, it doesn't automatically make them an effective leader. Level 1 leadership is often marked by compliance, not commitment. It's the starting point for most leaders, and the challenge is to move beyond this level by earning trust and respect. Chapter 4, Level 2, Permission. This chapter focuses on Level 2, Permission. At this stage, leaders start to build relationships and trust with their team. People follow because they want to, not just because they have to. Maxwell explains that relationships are crucial in leadership. Leaders at this level create a positive work environment where team members feel valued and heard. They begin to influence beyond their formal authority by connecting on a personal level. Chapter 5, Level 3, Production. Maxwell discusses Level 3, Production, where leadership is based on results and accomplishments. Leaders at this level have a track record of success and can motivate their team to achieve high performance. Level 3 leaders are known for their ability to get things done. They lead by example and inspire others with their work ethic and achievements. Maxwell highlights the importance of achieving results while also building strong relationships to progress further in leadership. Chapter 6, Level 4, People Development. Chapter 6 explores Level 4, People Development. At this stage, leaders shift their focus from personal success to developing the potential of their team members. They become mentors and coaches, helping others grow and reach their full potential. Maxwell emphasizes that Level 4 leaders are not only concerned with their own success but also with the success of those they lead. They invest time and effort in training, mentoring, and empowering their team members. The key to Level 4 leadership is helping others become better leaders themselves. Chapter 7, Level 5, The Pinnacle. In this chapter, Maxwell discusses Level 5, the pinnacle of leadership. Leaders at this level have a lasting and profound impact on their organizations and the world. They are visionary, charismatic, and often become iconic figures in their field. Maxwell describes Level 5 leaders as rare and exceptional individuals. They are not just successful, they are transformational leaders who leave a lasting legacy. Pinnacle leaders inspire others to reach their highest potential and create positive change on a broad scale. Chapter 8, The Dangerous Myths of Leadership. Maxwell addresses common myths and misconceptions about leadership in this chapter. He dispels these myths and provides insights into effective leadership. Maxwell confronts beliefs such as leadership is about position and leadership is innate, and explains why these notions can limit one's growth as a leader. By challenging these myths, he encourages readers to adopt a more constructive and adaptable mindset toward leadership. Chapter 9, The Leadership Value of Teamwork. This chapter explores the importance of teamwork in leadership. Maxwell highlights how effective leaders build and lead successful teams. Maxwell argues that leaders cannot achieve their full potential without a strong team. He provides strategies for assembling, developing, and leading high-performing teams. Teamwork, according to Maxwell, is an essential aspect of successful leadership. Chapter 10, The Path to Leadership. In the final chapter, Maxwell summarizes the key concepts from the book and offers guidance on the path to leadership development. He encourages readers to continuously invest in their personal growth and leadership skills. Maxwell reinforces that leadership is a journey, not a destination. He advises readers to embrace a lifelong commitment to learning, self-awareness, and personal development. The chapter serves as a call to action for individuals to take ownership of their leadership development. In the concluding chapters of The 5 Levels of Leadership, John C. Maxwell completes his framework for understanding leadership levels and dispels common myths about leadership. He underscores the significance of teamwork and personal growth in leadership and encourages readers to embark on a continuous journey of self-improvement to become more effective leaders. The book concludes with a strong message that anyone can become a better leader by following the principles outlined in the book. The practical applications and actionable steps suggested by John C. Maxwell in his book, The 5 Levels of Leadership, are as follows. 1. Level 1, Position. At this level, people follow you because they have to. The practical application here is to focus on developing your skills, knowledge, and competence to earn the respect and trust of your team members. You should also work on building relationships with them to create a positive work environment. 2. Level 2, Permission. At this level, people follow you because they want to. The actionable step here is to focus on building strong relationships with your team members by showing empathy, listening to their concerns, and providing support. You should also empower them to make decisions and take ownership of their work. 3. Level 3. Production. At this level, people follow you because of what you have done for the organization. The practical application here is to focus on achieving results and setting high standards for yourself and your team. You should also recognize and reward your team members for their contributions. 4. Level 4. People development. At this level, people follow you because of what you have done for them. The actionable step here is to focus on developing your team members' skills, talents, and abilities. You should also provide them with opportunities for growth and advancement. 5. Level 5. Pinnacle. At this level, people follow you because of who you are and what you represent. The practical application here is to focus on creating a lasting legacy by mentoring and developing the next generation of leaders. You should also continue to learn and grow as a leader and inspire others to do the same. Let's leave you with some inspiring quotes from The 5 Levels of Leadership by John C. Maxwell. Leadership is not about titles, positions, or flowcharts. It is about one life influencing another. The higher you go in leadership, the more your problems are human problems, and the less they are technical problems. The most basic of all human needs is the need to understand and be understood. The best way to understand people is to listen to them. The greatest leader is not necessarily the one who does the greatest things. He is the one that gets the people to do the greatest things. Leadership is not a destination, it is a journey. The moment you think you have arrived, you have lost your way. Thank you for joining us on this journey through John C. Maxwell's The 5 Levels of Leadership. Remember, leadership is not about where you are, it's about how you positively influence others and continue to grow. We hope you've gained valuable insights that you can apply. Ensure to pick a copy.